You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Borders pays homage to cursive writing and its teachers who help keep it alive.
I read recently that more than 80% of American public schools no longer teach cursive writing in their classrooms. Instead, after students learn block lettering, it's onto the keyboard. That reminded me of a story from my childhood about a little man who wrote neatly in cursive and tried to teach us to do the same. Mr. Penmanship was his name, and handwriting was his game. He was a circuit-riding preacher of neat handwriting, traveling from town to town, not on a horse or burro, but in a Volkswagen. And like those frontier men of the cloth, Mr. Penmanship had a mission, though it was more of a secular nature. Mr. Penmanship taught the gospel of writing neatly, of dotting your I's and crossing your T's just so, not slopping over or below the lines. He was a true believer with a strange job, but he derived satisfaction from it. Mr. Penmanship had a ready smile and a starched white shirt. He was paid a less than princely sum to deliver a pep rally on penmanship, traveling from school to school through rain, sleet, or snow. Spreading the all-important message of good handwriting was too important to be slowed by the elements. We would gather in the cafeteria, the entire enrollment of Allenstown Elementary School in New Hampshire, which didn't amount to much. Grades 1 through 8 totaled no more than 100 students. My class had 12 kids in it, a dirty dozen who'd been together since first grade. About every 3 months, from the first grade on, Mr. Penmanship would appear at a school assembly to teach us the Reinhardt method of handwriting. He'd set up a blackboard with printed horizontal lines on it, whip out a piece of chalk, and preach the gospel of closing your loops and putting your periods a precise distance from the last letter of the sentence. He was a meticulous, cheerful man, and he wanted us to be that way, too. Good penmanship, he implied, was high up there in the cosmic order. Godliness, cleanliness, and then neat handwriting is how Mr. Penmanship put things in order of importance. To teach us how to properly slant our letters, he would make his body rigid and lean sideways, a big grin on his face and his glasses slipping down his nose. Mr. Penmanship was a true showman. The little kids laughed and clapped. Then, with tongues stuck out in concentration, they tried making perfect O's as he exhorted them. I was older by then, too jaded in fourth grade to take Mr. Penmanship seriously. Frankly, our class thought him a little passé. True believers often must suffer such scorn. Like a juvenile delinquent who sneaks behind the barn to smoke just because his parents warned him not to, I courted bad penmanship, purposely making my M's indistinguishable from my N's, rarely crossing my T's. I was a handwriting hoodlum, headed to penmanship purgatory, destined to forever scrawl words that no one could decipher. I remember leaving school one winter afternoon after one of Mr. Penmanship's sermons. I was unimpressed, too far down the road of handwriting ruin to turn back. As I walked out, I saw Mr. Penmanship loading the front trunk of his VW Beetle. He packed the tools of his trade, chalk, yardstick, and placards on which the letters had been painstakingly written. He was whistling a tune, one he had sung to us about the virtues of writing neatly. I felt badly for making fun of Mr. Penmanship, sitting with the other delinquents in back, snickering at this earnest little man with the black frame glasses. I realized something then, and I know now it's all too rare. Mr. Penmanship was a happy man who loved his work. He was a man who, forgive me, had the right stuff.